Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi for Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Festival. I'm here with Lung Hin Lim, director of Hong Kong Village in competition here at the festival. Good morning, first of all.
Morning.
We are looking at a family story. It's like a kind of classical relationship of love and hate between a father and a son, and a clash of cultures of like modernity and tradition. These right. are the three main areas. There is a specific choice, artistical choice in your film, which starts from the format. Yeah. The shooting format. You shot in 60mm,
right.
which gives the film an aesthetics which is really, besides being really, really beautiful to watch, it's really kind of fascinating in terms of, like, we're looking to a tale that is not actually contemporary, but more like in a some moment in time.
Right.
Why did you choose this? Why did you choose shooting in 60mm, which is... maybe it's slightly more complicated than shooting on digital, like everybody's doing.
It's very interesting. Like we've been to several screenings, and there's always that question that somebody will ask. That they wonder from which period the film is for, mm-hmm. is from, and that's actually like if I hear that, I'm happy. Like I want to give the film, like the entire film, like a timelessness quality. Mm-hmm. So overall, like it doesn't have to belong to any given certain period. So to achieve that, I think the film quality helped a lot because there's a vintage feeling of it.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
While the issues they face in the film is actually very, very much contemporary. So that was the first reason of using that already. Mm-hmm. And of course, the process of it, because it's limited. So you have to be very focused on set, which helps the crew a lot. They're not like keeping the camera rolling all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to calculate. And then when you do that, there's a level of focus, which helps the process a lot.
Uh-huh.
And aesthetically, then I think the gritty quality, the grains, the rawness of it, and it fits the story very well because it's a very male-centric story, I'll even say.
Yeah. Yes,
it's focused around like male struggles. So the rawness, it looks almost like sand, like those textures and grains, and even the color is, I mean, we intentionally made it like almost looking as if dripping out already. And the vividness, I wanted people to look through the vividness and see like what's actually inside. Is it really that rich or not?
You say that it's a contemporary story, but the look of it makes it universal too, because
right.
those kind of fights, mm-hmm. I like, the fight, the kind of misunderstanding between father and son is like a universal theme that happens
exactly.
in any age, in any country, in any part of the world, whatever. There is a look of love, of fondness of the surrounding where the film is shot. This mm-hmm. village, this fisherman, oyster fisherman village, is really beautiful. It's really like poor, but it's really... it's really beautiful to watch. It's really, it's like you had a special feeling for it.
Mm-hmm.
How easy was to find the right tone in telling us the locations? And mm-hmm. why did you choose to have those locations look like this?
I see. Because it was indeed a very hard process, like choosing the right angle. Because, of course, the village, as you mentioned, it's beautiful on itself, but it has its own very sad challenges, as
yeah.
you can see. Like, and for me, I never wanted the film to be like too melancholic or to be over-dramatic on the, like amplifying those like sadness or emotions,
mm-hmm.
or, on the other hand, being too much social critique. So for me, the angle I chose, it took me like a year even to write the ending of it.
Yeah.
It's just to open a question to the audience. For me, like, I want to review these situations. You see the land sinking to the sea, and you see the economical challenge. You see the people's struggles, but the camera always stay on a plane and distant angle. And for me, it's just about exposing these. to the audience and leave the question to you, even the ending. Like, I will show you the, some illusions of successfulness in some part of a story, but I never show you like whether it leads to good or bad, and it's your choice to make the call then.
And what made you choose an oyster fisherman village as central location of the story, not another thing? I don't know, another kind of village.
We at first we just wanted to stage a story on a coastal village, and as I probably mentioned, like we see all the modern challenges there in these kind of places. And we chose that particular village and because it's a very unique industry and it's almost fading actually in southern Taiwan because of environmental changes, climate change and all these. And if you go there, like as you probably see in the film, it's a very captivating scene and the entire land is actually like submerging into the water. And you see those the village as an isolated island, almost floating on water, connected only through a road. And around that, people were literally like fighting against the sea to find their land to hunt for oysters. And it's that struggle which I think will become the core spirit of the story.
Yeah, absolutely, yes, because it's like it reflects what the father of the lead character is living, and also the young guy having to face this. They probably he never thought about it, but once he's there, he has to face this situation, and it grows fonder and fonder of his old life, his old family. So we don't know if he's living again or not, but it seems that he gets more involved in the life of his family and in his village. Well, you say you didn't make a film for criticizing anything, but there is a kind of indirect criticism probably to the will of going away, the will of going towards modernity at any cost, and wanting to succeed, and then but the family is always a place where you go back,
right?
You know, and how is the feeling about the in Taiwan about the family relationship? I mean, which is the father is like it's like a patriarchal structure, or is like a more open-minded family structure.
It's a very like patriotic, male-centric structure, but facing modern changes right now. And for me, that become the interesting angle, which I choose exactly like in this film. As in the traditional areas, in villages, I believe it's in many countries, even here. Like it's still like living the old way, and like the basically the father figure, even the grandpa or your ancestor, become like a family heritage, and they expect you to carry on those heritage. But of course, in modern times, like the newer generations want to rebel against that.
Yeah.
And I think it's a very very common situation, not only in Asia, even here, I think. Like, so there's generation challenges.
Yes.
That becomes the drive of a story. The old man still want to guard all these values. He wasn't even called by his ancestor's name. They always call him like the grandfather's son, never call him by his name.
By his name, yeah.
So he's the one taking all those burdens, while the others having all the glories from outside already and trying to change this. But as I mentioned, I wouldn't say that in the story that we actually succeed in that, but it's more, as you mentioned, it's more about the question behind, like, do all these cravings and struggles actually mean something? Does it actually work in any way? That's what.
And is there any kind of, I mean, was there in your mind when you were writing the film and shooting, any kind of sense of guilt of the main character for having left his family? So there is something there that moves him to do what he's doing.
Yeah, I think it's not even only him. It's like in every character. And, you know, like in such a society where you need to act as something, where you need to act as you've made the right choice, you have made the right decision from the past or from all those like moments in your life. And so everyone, as a result, everyone was pretending they're good, pretending they're living well. And it's a very strong mask that everyone needs to put on. and not just toward others, but also toward themselves. So out of that, as you mentioned, there's always that guilt and self-doubt, mm-hmm. and low self-esteem, I would even say, like behind strong.
But keeping the appearances, but inside you know
exactly
that you're not the perfect guy you're showing off
exactly
to others. Well, thanks a lot. Thanks very much to Leung Hing Lim, the director of On Hong Village, mm-hmm. in competition here at the Torino Film Festival. Thank you very much. I'm Angela Cherubi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.